Friday's interview with Claire. Because I waited, she spoke first. Jeffreys was for James II, but in 1673 the Test Act deprived English Catholics and Nonconformists of public office. So we have the paradox of James being supplanted by William of Orange, 1688, and of Jeffreys supporting a Catholic. But I told her not. He represented the state and the king. His vengeance wasn't religious, but yes, it had an element of rebellion in it. I myself had never been brought up in any religion, although my mother had me baptised C of E. Claire had been baptised C of E too and had attended church in prison. But like me, or because of me, her main interest in the Jeffreys subject seemed to be in the strange pro or anti-agnostic postures it forced one to assume. Did she ponder the later 17th century of English history at leisure, as if in it lay the key to my character? As valuable a key, I reflected, as anyone else, including myself, had employed. Naturally, it was also a godsend to her, in that it did deflect our conversations from herself. Although, since her interpretations of rebellions and establishments were still her own character speaking, she was, as far as I was concerned, betraying herself more and more. I was careful to talk more than she did, another standard interrogation technique, and I enjoyed all the purposeful historical fabrications that our conversations wove. Claire and I discussed the sexuality of hanging as a result of discussing my ancestor. I told her about Thomas Hardy, she'd read Tess properly, and the girl whom he'd seen executed by hanging when he was a young man, and who partly suggested Tess to him. The excitement of watching a healthy and pretty young girl struggle at the end of a rope. I also told Claire the old euphemisms for fucking were to kill, masculine, and to die feminine, and those for hanging were to swing and to dance. I knew I must not minimise what she'd done, must not pretend that filthily torturing animals and insects, as we all have done, was the same as expertly killing people as she had done. Because she would because that would be to minimise her own morality, and I no longer, however devoutly she wished me to, doubted that. As far as I was concerned, she would never escape her own morality again. We authors, Mum. Claire had spoken with Eleanor, but, like us, she seemed to be practising a silent reverence for Antonelli's silence about his dead ex-charge. So that left Concepcion's death, and I began to compare it with that of the two girls Claire had murdered. I said, this week's girl was battered, but you smothered yours. It seems nicer, different. She didn't reply or reject, so I said, it's very like mothering, isn't it? Like giving someone the breast. It must have hurt them when they died, though. Didn't seem to. Janice coughed a bit, not as bad as her bronchitis. They never thought I wasn't playing with them. Were you? She knew it was in her interest to say yes. She said no. But she didn't sound histrionic or indifferent.